Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say. They don't even know.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check me out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We built that website just for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And however you like to learn, if you like to read or listen or watch, we got just about all the senses covered there with our multimedia content on any topic under the Small Business Sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Treasurer is there. He's deposited quite a bit of wisdom with us over the last almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the new book, Leaders Open Doors. That's what we're talking about, folks. Bill, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. It's beautiful. It's a great book. And I want you to tell the audience what you're doing with whatever money you make on the book.
Well, you know, it just seemed appropriate and fitting to me that a book like this, because it's about the role that a leader needs to play about opening doors for others so that they have opportunities to grow. And I thought, you know, it's not really fair of me to write a book about that and not do it myself. So I'm taking 100% of the royalties that I get for the book forever and donating them to programs that service children with special needs. I happen to have a daughter who has cerebral palsy and she's deaf. She is not the beneficiary of those programs. She gets her therapies and such through school,
right.
But there's so many families out there that can't afford therapies for their
right.
kids, and these kids are the most beautiful among us, and if we can't take care of them, who can we care for?
Well, good for you, Bill. I'm proud of you for doing that. And so, folks, you know, think about that. You get a great book that has a great message. It's got my stamp of approval, if that means anything, and the money that Bill makes is going to go to all these people with special needs. And so thanks again, Bill. We appreciate that very much. I want you to talk about some of the other doors. The premise behind the book, folks, is that leaders don't just stand up on a podium and command and wave their hands and people make things happen. Leaders help other people be successful in whatever they're doing. They open doors for other people. You talk about some other kinds of doors that are opened. What about some of these other doors? Tell us about them.
Well, I tell you, I read a quote the other day that I thought was really good. I can't remember who is the person who said the quote, but basically said that leadership is not about creating more followers. It's about creating more leaders.
Right.
And so to the extent that a leader can open a door to an opportunity that helps somebody find the leader within them, then it works.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of the doors that, you know, one is called the thought shift door, that leaders help us see things and in a different way. We might get locked into one pattern of thinking that becomes not useful after a while, and the leader is the one can disrupt our thinking and help us see things in a different light. So I'll give you an example. There was a company I was working for that makes paper products. They make napkins and disposable cups. Believe me, you would know the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike, you know, they wanted to think, how can we reach the market in a different way? And the leader of the group, you know, a lot of leaders, they're like, let's all meet at 2 o'clock in the conference room on a flip chart, and we'll brainstorm some ideas.
I have 75 PowerPoints.
Yeah, here's my 75 PowerPoints. I know it's 2 o'clock, and we've just eaten, and the lunch coma has set in. And then we go over we try to brainstorm in the meeting room that we just had the accounting, you know, spreadsheets that we were going
mm-hmm.
through. But this leader chose to do something different. He got everybody, and he told them to meet them at Piedmont Park in Atlanta for lunch. And told them where to meet. And when they all showed up, there were all these picnic settings on the ground. And they had a cookout, a major cookout, with, you know, chicken out there on the barbecue and hamburger and such and baked beans and potato salad. And the cool thing was we're all sitting there on the picnic blankets and we're eating and we're using the disposable products. And he was making the point that, look, this is more than just about the paper products. This is about this tradition that we're in people's backyards mm-hmm. every day. And so then they did the brainstorming. So he helped them shift their thinking to their products as being mm-hmm. something that's essential to the family experience. And the ideas that flowered out of them after that were far better than if mm-hmm. they had been eking it out in the conference room A.
That's called, you've heard of management by walking around. That's leadership by walking around.
It is. It's disrupting people. Don't let people settle into thinking in patterned ways mm-hmm. of habitual thinking that no longer provide benefit. So a thought shift is one of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
A second door that a good leader will help people get to is a door for personal transformation. So a door is what I call a door to personal transformation. There was a leader that had been a project leader, and he had basically failed. The project had failed. It came in over budget. It had lost margin, and it was a loser for the company. Mm-hmm. But the guy was capable. There were plenty of really confounding variables as to why the project had lost money. It was in a construction company. And so he wanted to take a lesser position in the company after that big failure. He wanted to take on a smaller project. But his boss knew that there were these other confounding variables that had caused this project to lose money, and it wasn't just on his shoulders. And he knew that this guy was so capable mm-hmm. that actually what he needed wasn't a smaller project. He needed a bigger project.
Mm-hmm.
And so now imagine you're this guy's leader. You're this guy's boss, and the guy had just lost money on a project for the company. But you're not only going to bat for this guy. You're saying, no, this guy is capable of even bigger projects. Mm-hmm. He just had this one project that we failed. And isn't that where you learn your stripes and earn your stripes? And it turned out great.
Yeah.
He lifted himself into a higher level of leadership and ultimately got promoted.
It opened a door of redemption for him, didn't it?
It did, and it didn't allow him to slide back into a smaller self. He stepped into a bigger self.
Bill, I need that website, please.
LeadersOpenDoors.com.
That's the name of the book, folks. Check it out. And Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, and congratulations on the book.
Jimmy, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.